Hachette Audio presents Duke of Midnight, written by Elizabeth Hoyt, read by Claudia Harris. For my agent, Susanna Taylor. 15 books, 8 years, 2 unfortunate manuscripts under the bed, 1 novella, and innumerable moments filled with laughter, friendship, and chocolate. This one's for you. Chapter 1. Many a tale I've told, but none so strange as the legend of the Hurler King. From The Legend of the Hurler King. July 1740, London, England. Artemis Greaves did not like to think herself a cynical person, but when the masked figure dropped into the moonlit alley to confront the three toughs already menacing her and her cousin, the hand on the knife in her boot tightened. It seemed only prudent. He was big and wore a harlequin's motley, black and red diamond leggings and tunic, black jack boots, a hat with a wide floppy brim, and a black half-mask with a grotesquely outsized nose. Harlequins were meant to be clowns, a silly entertainment, but no one in the dark alley was laughing. The harlequin uncoiled from his crouch with a lethal movement so elegant, Artemis's breath caught in her throat. He was like a jungle cat, wild and without a trace of compassion. And like a jungle cat, his attack held no hesitation. He launched himself at the three men. Artemis stared, still kneeling, her hand gripping the little blade sheathed in her boot.